I always have someone from the congregation that expresses their gratitude to God and why they're here to worship today. I've got a special friend. He's a part of our congregation because we've joined with him, but he's absent because he lives in Mississippi and he works in South and Central America. So, Greg, if you'll step up in here. And Greg is started TPI, Training Pastors International, which everyone in here is familiar with. They train pastors, started off just him, but now they're in 13 different countries in Central South America and in the Caribbean. And so, Greg, I just want to give you an opportunity first to just express what you're grateful for and why you're here to worship.
Thank you for the privilege of being here and being able to have this opportunity to say thank you. Thank you to the Lord for inviting me to serve you, to know you, and to serve you. I am overwhelmed that that he would choose me and allow me to serve him as he has in these, especially in these last few years in Training Pastors International.
Well, we're grateful, and most of you know, we went to college together, so we've been friends and ministry partners for many, many years with about a 30-year gap in there until God brought us back together. But I just added up right here because I've got these wise men, which all followers of Christ are wise men, and we want the wisdom of Christ. And they're headed towards the star, but right now your star is moving out of the continent of, well, not moving out of the continent of Central America and South America and that Caribbean area, but you've developed up people who are ready to take those reins, and you're looking at Africa. Would you just kind of just give them a glimpse of what you're thinking of doing there?
We, as Pastor said, we're in 13 different countries, and we're training today over 1,200 men in a 3-year training program. Have 20 men that are nationals for all over Central and South America. They work with me on a full-time basis. And those are godly men and are doing such wondrous things for the Lord. I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands of people coming to Christ, thousands of churches being planted. But I've been receiving requests from around the world to take what we're doing and plant it somewhere else. And since 2016, I've been deflecting those, trying to say, is there somebody else that can do that? Is there somewhere else you can get that? But the Lord has made the way clear and plain that he wants to plant this seed, this Bible training that we have. And I didn't know where to go in Africa. I just knew that it didn't need to be Africa. I just wanted to follow the Lord, but I trusted him to guide us through one of our church partners. And I prayed that way for 4 years. Lord, please guide us to the place you'd have us go through the mission involvement of one of our church partners. Guess where that church partner is? Pastor Bill began to tell me about their work, your work in Uganda with Makumbi. And just knit my heart, and the fact that they need exactly what we do and we provide. So the Lord is moving us in that direction, but not only you guys were the initiators of that initial bringing us together, but are going to be part of what the Lord is going to, how he's going to train those men over in Uganda.
You know, most of us are real familiar with Makumbi. He started when he felt called to preach. He started with a church after he got himself some training to learn how to read in English and read the Bible with 5 people: himself, his wife, her sister, and 2 other relatives. And they struggled with that church for a long time. Now they not only have a church of 2,000 people, but they have planted 195 churches in Uganda. And Greg went over by himself on a mission trip, like many of you have been on, and felt the call of God. And 20 years later, He has trained thousands and thousands of pastors, and he's the only American that works there. He trains native people to work in their native country. And so we're going to send a team over to do the first initial. There's three other churches that are coming together with us. We're going to send three teams over there, one from here, to do the initial teaching of a seminary type Bible school over in Uganda, with the idea of, from that class, pulling some men that can then take it in their language to their people and let it spread throughout Africa like it spread throughout South America. So it's a pretty neat thing. I'm grateful for all you've done. We're grateful for all Mukumbi's done. And I'm just grateful to see that God has brought these two people who are perfect for each other together. And really, it was just us knowing them, and it just happened. So let's just pray. Father, we are grateful to know that you've got a plan that goes way beyond us, that you are doing things that sometimes we don't even feel like we could have any power to have any significance beyond our little worlds, and yet you are orchestrating bigger things than we could ever imagine. And I thank you for the heart of people that pull together to follow you. And we just pray that as these pieces fall together, that you will bless it. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.